broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that ever refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances are brilliant and put in place by our founding fathers. But you got to use them, folks, or they don't work. Got it? We believe the checks and balances are one of the great last solutions we still have at our fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And let me be very clear about that. You know what? We will defend ourselves if necessary. That's our God-given inalienable right of self-defense. Let's be very clear. It's just our intent to peacefully restore what's already ours. We don't like war. We love the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ. We don't want war. We don't seek war. We don't look for war. We're not the warmongers. But you know what? We will do what we need to do to preserve liberty. We just hope to go about it peacefully. The only question left is, will they let us, right? All right, just want to make that very, very clear. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. As you know, we were not live yesterday because we were on the TV show. Brighty on TV's got a show for Richard Mack. It's called The Richard Mack Show. I co-host that show with him. And it's one of the hours, the second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. So I'm taking a couple of weeks off to help Brighty on TV get everything squared away. Once they do, we'll simulcast, and then we'll be on radio and TV for that hour. So just hang tight. Give us a little bit of time to get all the ducks in a row, to make all the technical glitches, you know, solve all those. And then we'll be ready to go, and we'll have live radio and TV every Tuesday's second hour. Simulcasting. So it's actually really good news, ladies and gentlemen. Just give us a little bit of time for that. So I did not take a break yesterday because I was sick. That isn't true. I'm not all the way over the COVID. I've still got pneumonia from COVID. It really sucks. My lungs hurt all the time. We're working on that. But hey, I didn't die. I came out the other side. We'll talk about all that as the broadcast unfolds as well. But first, a quick recap of Monday's show we had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the U.S. government versus the United States, Jacob G. Hornberger, great, great article on Lou Rockwell. We talked about an old soldier's denial on Afghanistan. We talked about that in detail. We talked about why natural immunity works so well. Each of us was blessed with an immune system that protects you from billions of viruses every day. Your immune response comes in two forms. Did you know that? It's called humoral and cellular. Anyway, the breakdown on the details are very interesting in that if you study it. Basically, one idea is that, hey, we prevent any illnesses from even getting into the cells. And then once they get into the cells, we have an attack mechanism to destroy them within the cells even. The reality is the only way we're going to really solve corona or any other virus is if we create natural immunity in people enough to where it's not a meltdown. That's primarily what we've done with the flu and every other thing in the world. But now they want to use it because they're tyrannical thugs and they want to take control of you, me, our families, our lives, and they want to regulate everything under the sun using this. It's a satanic plan from the pit of hell. It comes from the origins of communism. It's tyranny versus liberty, and you better get the score of the game quick because we're losing. Americans better start to stand up and defend their right to reject vaccines, to reject masks, and to reject all the supposed authority these people claim or think they have. The only authority they really have, ladies and gentlemen, is the authority we legitimately delegated to them, and nothing more. Do you got it? So don't let them just run around and just act like they have all the authority in the world, because they don't. And the only thing they're afraid of is you and I waking up to that reality and calling a halt to their con game. Got it? You better get involved, ladies and gentlemen. You are blessed by God Almighty with an immune system. Trust God, not man, please. All right, UK data destroys entire premise for vaccine push. Amen to that reality check. It's an Israeli study, UK study. They're all vaxxed to the hilt, and yet they got breakthrough cases galore. They're not rare. The CDC lied to you. The reality is the vaccines and their, quote, immunity, it's waning. That's why they got to have the second shot and then the booster shot. And then now they're saying they got to have three booster shots a year. How effective is that? They lied to you, folks. Just get used to it, okay? And realize they're lying to you now, too. Second hour, we had Dr. Scott Bradley with us, freedomsrisingsun.com, his website, to preserve the nation, his lifelong goal and collegiate series to match. And we talked about a study, previous COVID-19 infections prevent way more future sickness than the Pfizer shot. Largest real-world analysis shows that natural immunity 10 times better. People who recovered from a bout with the coronavirus face lower risk compared to those who have not experienced the virus at all but have had two vaccine shots. The increased protection found in the study extended beyond reinfection, as natural immunity was found to have less symptomatic cases, less hospitalizations. We can go on and on and on with the truth they won't admit. The largest real-world analysis to date said, hey, you know what? It's just way better with natural immunity, and more doctors are starting to speak out. Even doctors from Harvard and Yale started to tell that tale. Of course, they've been marginalized, and their careers have been attacked, and they've been deplatformed and everything else for their stance, but good for them for having the truth set them free anyway, huh? Data from the United Kingdom or the UK, meanwhile, doubles down and says vaccinated people are spreading the virus big time. The breakthrough cases are not rare. That was a lie. Latest UK Delta COVID data is ugly. 67% of the deaths are vaccinated. Wow. Daniel Horowitz, in a column in The Blaze, talked about 15 different studies that backs up this major study, showing that natural immunity is superior to vaccines. So you've got study after study after study on this, ladies and gentlemen. We also talked about why these anti-COVID plastic barriers do more harm than good. All they do is redirect the germs. And it just depends on what direction you want to point the airflow to get who's sick. That's all they claim now. That's after they literally put these things up everywhere. Now they tell you that. It's kind of like the masks. It forces everybody to wear a mask and then admit they don't work. I mean, these people have lost all credibility. We need the COVID-19 criminal trials, because these people are flat out criminals, folks. They're just out of control. We also talked about Ida hits as one of the strongest storms. Hurricane Ida made landfall and it's just disaster. Thank heavens the levees didn't break. Other than that, they say it's like the fifth strongest storm to ever hit the United States. And the damage and the devastation is just, wow, millions of people without power. Well over a million, they say. Just serious. It ain't coming back anytime soon. They say if you have a house here, it's probably trash. Don't come back. There's nothing for you here now. People are deciding they're out now. They can't stay. I don't understand why they keep building in those lowlands in the first place. You would think after you get wiped out completely, like devastatingly for months on end, after a time or two, you'd think, I'm gonna live somewhere on higher ground there. That's just what I'm going to do. You would think that. But no, they just keep going back. And there you have it. Wow. All right, that's a recap of Monday's show. On Tuesday, we talked about this Robert David Steele, and how he was doing the Arise USA bus tour with Richard Mack and me and several others. Anyway, Robert David Steele was a CIA guy. A lot of times they say once CIA, always CIA, right? Well, anyway, it turns out that he got the COVID, went to the hospital, and died. Now, that's the story we talked about with Kevin yesterday on Brighty on TV. The interesting thing about it is a lot of people are saying he didn't die. He's CIA. He just simply went underground and jettisoned the Patriot movement. I don't know the truth on this, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't seen his body. I wasn't at the hospital with him. And I just have no way to really know what really happened there. Okay? So I'm not going to definitively say either way, but the official story, at least coming out, is that he died of the COVID. No matter what, our prayers are with all people that they can stay healthy. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. That's a recap of Monday and Tuesday's shows. Today, our guest, Becky Akers, well-known freelance writer, been published everywhere under the sun, and she's the author of two books as well, Hailstorm, an incredible book about Nathan Hale and Abducting Arnold, The Other Side of the Benedict Arnold Story. Search for them on the internet by name, Becky Akers Hailstorm, Becky Akers Abducting Arnold. The revolutionary new novels by them before they're banned. Becky, welcome back. Long time. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
Wow, there's so much to talk about. The COVID almost killed me. I've told the story a little bit on the radio, but you know, the reason that the COVID almost killed me is because of the laws in America. Did you know that?
The what in America?
The out-of-control belligerent laws.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, if I could get the natural health and healing solutions that I need, I would have been fine. But you know what? It's very hard to get oxygen in America. Oxygen's like a controlled substance.
Uh-huh.
It's very hard to get ivermectin and doxycycline and some of the medications that you really need to get over this thing.
Yeah, you need to go to India for that.
Yeah. So it's mm-hmm. out of control. I believe the laws in America, the belligerent, out of control regulations, unconstitutional as all get out, immoral as all get out, literally almost killed me.
Oh, Sam, you and many, many other folks, too. How many people have died? How many elderly people have died because they've been intubated, which has further destroyed their lungs, instead of being given ivermectin and the other cornucopia of medications that could help, not to mention vitamin C, D, zinc. All of those things are being silenced. And you know, Sam, that's a fascinating point right there.
All right, let's take a quick pause. We'll come back and let you rock and roll on this point. You're exactly right. I got, for the most part, better. I'm not all the way out of the woods, but I'm mostly on ivermectin, doxycycline, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc extreme levels. I'm doing way better, folks. Why are these things so hard in America to obtain and to maintain, huh? Because that's how they want it to be. Becky Akers in seconds. Hang tight.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. Becky Akers with me riding shotgun on the broadcast today. We're talking about the fact that government laws, literally, people are dying left and right. You can't get oxygen when you need it. You run to the hospital, then they say the hospitals are too full, by golly. And then, you know, and then they have this attitude now, if you're not vaccinated, no vaccine, no compassion for you attitude. But, you know, when you get all these laws, you can't even get the things that are natural health and healing solutions. How much zinc? How much vitamin C? How much vitamin D? Can you get ivermectin? Can you get doxycycline? Can you get hydroxychloroquine? Can you get, and the answer is no. You can't do anything except take the vax or die. And, you know, in many cases, you take the vaccine, you die anyway. They've got this death plan going on, and any other options that are healing solutions, they want to lie and run around and pretend don't work. They want to tell Sam Bushman that ivermectin and doxycycline doesn't work. But here's what I know. Here's what I know, ladies and gentlemen. I was on oxygen Thank heavens I could get it. And I couldn't get off oxygen. The second I'd take the oxygen off, my oxygen levels in my body would drop to like 70 within like 10 seconds. All right. But the second I got ivermectin and doxycycline and started on it, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, literally within hours, I was off oxygen. So they can tell me it doesn't work, but do I believe their belligerent lies or my lungs, Becky?
First of all, Sam, I'm so thankful to God for your restored health. That's just really an answer to prayer. I know that I was not alone in the prayers that I was sending to the Almighty on your behalf. I know many, many folks in your audience also just could not imagine how freedom would triumph without your voice out there defending it. So I thank him for raising you up.
And God bless every one of you.
It's wonderful that you're able now to give us firsthand eyewitness accounts of what worked and what didn't. And you're absolutely right. This has been a calculated campaign from the beginning to increase government power, to kill many of us so that the power would be increased, because people are very eager, not just willing, but eager to surrender their liberty if they feel in mortal danger and a strong leader, quote, comes along and offers to save them from the danger if they'll just trust him and give him power. So that is precisely the scenario. I mean, these globalists and Marxists are not original. This has been played over and over again in world history, and it's wonderful that you're able to stand forward now, Sam. Perhaps that's why the Lord allowed all this to happen to you, to give you this type of firsthand knowledge that you can share with all of us, because I personally have not, as far as I know, had COVID. I've been sick with flu in December of 2019, and it was a very strange flu. So I sometimes wonder, I've read where COVID may have infiltrated the U.S. at that time. I'm kind of wondering if I was one of the first to get it.
But, yeah, believe it or not, there's all kinds of evidence that COVID started months before we were told. That's part of the leaking of the lab they want to talk about. Really, I don't think it leaked from a lab. I think it was intentionally distributed. So I think Anthony Fauci not only was involved in gain-of-function research, as Rand Paul proved, but I'm convinced that it was gain-of-function distribution. And literally, these people have created this bioweapon, man-made. They're using it on us right now for control. That's what this is about, folks. And the proof in the pudding is, why, if the Chinese did this to us, are we helping bury it? We're saying we don't even know the origins of the cause. We can't figure it out. Da-da-da-da-da. And then we have Fauci lying to Rand Paul. Then we have the government at every turn say, the hospitals are so full. Well, why don't you let people have oxygen? Why don't you let people have and talk about the value of the frontline doctors and ivermectin? Why don't you talk about all kinds of other healing solutions and natural health and healing ideas that could keep people out of the hospitals then? But no, the CDC literally marginalizes anyone who brings up any solutions that isn't just get vaxxed, go to the hospital, and die. Okay, they don't have any solutions at all. They have a couple that are super expensive that are out of reach for the middle class or anybody else in America. But the proof in the pudding is when they add insult to injury. Okay, it's like JFK, or not JFK, it's like Nixon and the cover-up. They say, well, the crime was bad enough, but the cover-up's what got him. All right, well, what about this? They leaked it from a lab on purpose. Fauci was involved to his eyeballs with the communist Chinese. The global world thugs did this for tyrannical reasons. You say, well, I don't believe you, Sam. And my response is, then why is every single move they're making then doubling down on that agenda that there are no solutions? Why tell me your hospitals are full, by golly, and the only answer is a vaccination? Well, if I'm already sick, the answer is not a vaccination. The answer is to help me get well. Well, oxygen, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, many of these other protocols, ivermectin, etc. But every one of those, they down. They mock. They jeer. In fact, any doctor that doubles down and supports these ideas, then they say he's a quack. He knows nothing. They don't have a single solution. Why are they against us at every turn on this? And the answer becomes clear when you look at it that way, Becky.
Absolutely, Sam. And that's something that I really like to emphasize. I have the leisure, because I'm a writer full time, to sit at my computer and research all this. So I know precisely exactly what's going on. I see the lies. I can document the lies. However, they have been so ham-fisted in all this that you don't need to research it. You can simply look through your own experience. When have we ever in our lifetimes seen a situation where very few people are actually dying? Okay, now remember that the death counts are inflated for COVID. They are lumping anyone who dies with COVID in with the very few people who are dying from COVID.
They've yeah, by the way, here's the latest twist on how they're manipulating the numbers. If you get a vaccine, they say your vaccine has to be received and then it has to have 14 days expire, then you're considered vaccine. But if you get the vaccine and die before 14 days, then they say it was an unvaccinated death.
They are, that's typical. Every step of the way, when I have investigated how they're getting their data, every step of the way, there's been all kinds of fudging and, you know, dancing around with the numbers. It's just, it's beyond credibility. It, you know, one time maybe there's been a mistake, but when you consistently see cooked numbers, you understand something else is going on. But at any rate, when have we ever seen this? We are seeing every single outlet in the media parrot the exact same story and the exact same solution. Now, Sam, I don't go to doctors, but I hear from people who do. If you go to one doctor, he says X, and you go to another doctor, and he says Y. There has never been a time in my lifetime when one single remedy is proposed for any disease, okay? And then on top of that, we not only have every single outlet in the media saying there's only this one solution, the jab, we also have a calculated attempt to crush any doctor, okay, any doctor who comes out against that and says, actually, there are other solutions too. When have we ever seen this? When have we ever seen every single country on the face of the earth fall into lockstep on how it responds to anything?
Not only any doctor, but any scientist that questions the science or says, wait a minute, there's some scientific facts you've left out. They crush and ridicule and mock and marginalize and destroy the credibility of any of the scientists as well. So it's across all these professions and sectors, too. Without exception.
Anybody who stands up against them, anybody who tries to tell the truth, doesn't matter if you're a scientist, a doctor, a layperson, a writer like me, a host like you, Sam, doesn't matter what you do professionally. If you try to stand against this, they're going to destroy you. Okay? When have we ever seen that? If I were to publish an article on the flu and how to get over the flu, and you need to stay home and you need to rest and you need to drink plenty of fluids and you need to take vitamin C, will I be crushed? No. Would I say that, you know, there's only one solution, my solution? No, I wouldn't be such a fool. There are people who swear by NyQuil, okay? This is unprecedented in our lifetime. Every single country on the planet locked down its population, regardless of the fact that this doesn't work, regardless of the fact that it is absurd on its face, regardless of the fact that it would destroy the economy, regardless of the fact that there were lives they ruined doing this, every single country forcing people to wear masks and ditto to all I said on lockdowns doesn't work. No studies support it until 2020. Then they came up with all kinds of fake studies. Okay. You don't need
and magically, without any time, science usually takes time to prove and everything else, right? Without any time, right. Those studies in 2020 just all of a sudden took precedence over everything we've known for hundreds of years.
That's it.
It's just all insanity on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Becky Akers with me. We got a lot to go. We're going to talk about this for 2 hours. I got a bunch of headlines to just show how dishonest the CDC is and how immoral the mainstream press in bed with the government is on this around the world. Hang tight.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet is reporting one person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday afternoon. The MH-60S chopper crashed into the sea about 60 nautical miles from San Diego, California. It's unclear how many sailors were aboard the aircraft assigned to the USS Abraham Lincoln. California firefighters worked into the night to try to stop the growing Caldor fire from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Evacuation orders were expanded to communities in Nevada. The weeks-old fire was 18% contained Wednesday as it threatened almost 34,000 homes and other structures in the area. President Trump on One America News Tuesday grades President Biden's Afghan withdrawal.
This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer is going to make their U.S. employees get vaccinated, but not with the vaccine they produce. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson.
Apple's upcoming smartwatch is suffering production problems. Bloomberg reported the Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to have a larger screen with a faster processor. Nikkei reported production of the device has been delayed due to the complexity of the new watch. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio. So let me just give you examples to make the point. There's a Harvard epidemiologist. His name is Martin Koldorf. Koldorf, I think is how you say it. He says major studies, so he's talking about this Israel study that we've highlighted already in the UK study. He says major study demolishes case for vaccine passports. Natural immunity offers exponentially more protection than shots. All right. Great, great effort by this Martin gentleman. And think about that for a minute. He's a Harvard guy. He speaks out. He spoke out several months ago and they literally deplatformed him everywhere. Now he's speaking out again and he simply says, look, the evidence is true. Not only is this study epic, then they want to say, well, it's not peer-reviewed. And his response is, so what? There's 15 other studies that back up this one. This isn't anything new. We've known this for decades. They're just trying to lie now and change the narrative, Becky.
And Sam, that was my point before. We don't need it. It's wonderful that this man stood forward. I don't mean to take anything away from him, but none of us need this kind of studies. What we can do is just depend on our own experience and our own common sense. When in our lifetimes have we ever seen this level of censorship? When in our lifetimes have we seen all authority, the government, the corporations, the churches, all falling into lockstep, the schools, all falling into lockstep and refusing to countenance any kind of dissent. This goes against everything we've ever experienced, especially in America. There have always been a variety of responses to everything. If you're facing a hurricane, some people want to stay with their homes, other people want to flee. If you're facing any kind of disaster, there are always a variety of responses. Not this time. And again, this attempt to absolutely silence anyone who doesn't go along with every single particular, not in our lifetimes. Okay, so you don't need these extraordinary heroes standing forth. You don't need the kind of research, intensive research that this gentleman has undergone. All you need to do is depend on your own common sense and your own experience to know this is a fraud.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. When have they ever, ever, globally speaking, forced everyone to be on the same dishonest, you can prove it as blatant lies agenda? Churches are on the agenda. Schools are on the agenda. It goes on and on. You still with us, Becky?
I am, and I am especially distraught over the church's response to all this.
It's a darn shame here. What is going on? Why don't we look to God? Why don't we look to healing? Isn't he the great healer?
Because these churches that have kowtowed to all this are idolaters and false churches. They do not worship the Lord. They worship government. There is really no excuse for them. I have been astounded, Sam, at the number of churches that quoted the CDC. Okay, the CDC is a satanic agency that promotes sodomy and transgenderism. I have brought that to the attention of two different pastors who were both, I was acquainted with both of them very well. I attended their churches for years. When they began quoting the CDC to justify closing the church, I emailed them back and I said, are you aware that this godless agency, this utterly wicked agency, promotes sodomy and transgenderism? Sent them the links to the CDC pages. I never heard from either one. I have been in cars driving around different cities.
By the way, send me those links. I'd like to use those.
Okay, I will send them to you.
I'd be grateful. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying I could really use those. And I'm not sure if some of these churches worship the government or if they worship the medical establishment. In other words, big pharma in bed with physicians.
The two are so married. It's like my saying, do they worship you or your wife? I mean, you're one and the same.
Good point.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
So here's the CDC, ladies and gentlemen. CDC research shows that vaccinated individuals are still being infected and are spreading COVID. There's as much COVID in the nose and throat of a vaccinated person as there is a non-vaccinated person. So now they run around, they've told you they're safe and effective for over a year under emergency use, and now they're admitting how safe and how effective is that? I mean, I think about that and go, wow. I was silent for a minute for you to think about that. How safe, how effective is this experimental jab based on, a bioweapon? And then, this idea that, hey, they're spreading it just as much as everybody else, even though they've been vaccinated. They've had to have two vaccines, experimental. Now they've got a booster shot. Now they're saying you got to have three booster shots a year for this thing. How safe and how effective? I mean, how long can we believe these lies? Right in your face, you can see. They want three booster shots a year. Is that effective? Amazing, Becky.
Think of the profits for the pharmaceutical companies, too. Now, so far, we've been shielded from the cost of all this because, as usual, the usurper and his administration are wasting and squandering our taxes on it. I don't have a figure offhand, but billions and billions and billions of dollars have gone into the pharmaceutical companies' pockets from our taxes. We are not only buying all these vaccines for this country, we're sending them overseas. okay? This is just unprecedented fraud, unprecedented corruption. People are making money hand over fist out of this while they impoverish the poor people on the planet. Okay, we've all heard about how the blue-collar workers aren't able to work remotely. Professionals are largely. So they have experienced very little pain through all this while the blue-collar folks are standing in line at the unemployment office. Okay, I mean, all of this is calculated. All of this was calculated to drive people out of the workforce and into further dependency on government. And now, Sam, the feds are threatening nursing home operators. And in one sense, I kind of laugh about it because who could not have seen this coming 60 years ago when Medicare and Medicaid came in? But the feds are telling nursing home operators, look, if you don't force every single person in your employ to get the jab, we won't reimburse you any longer. So what you have effectively done is you have now shut down every single nursing home in the country because all of them run on Medicare and Medicaid. And what are they going to do now? What are they going to do when half their workforce walks off because they will not work under those conditions? And then if they say, okay, fine, come back to work, there's a huge labor shortage. We can't run the facility with only a third of you showing up. Go ahead, come back. We rescind this mandate. Now the feds won't pay them. Now that's all to the good. I'm all in favor of abolishing Medicare and Medicaid, but I am forecasting there is going to be absolute chaos as Americans who should be taking care of their elderly parents themselves are forced to confront that reality that, oh, we can't shut them off in the nursing home anymore. There are none. Okay? This is all calculated again. All right? So, but it...
They want to use the communist principle just to flat out overwhelm our system at every turn to where no one knows where to turn, no one knows what to do, and then people will basically be begging for government to fill the void. The perfect Hegelian dialectic communist agenda at work. It's easy to see.
Yes, it is. And again, you don't have to be a researcher or a radio host to understand this. Use your own experience and your own common sense. Has this ever happened before? When has the government ever threatened an entire industry and told them, look, you do it our way or we don't pay you anymore? Now, again,
and then
I'm
on top of that, saying not only this, we're going to monitor people who are not sick. We're going to monitor well people. And we're going to control well people because, by golly, the well people might be just asymptomatic and spreading this thing to everybody. They might just be carriers. They might not be getting sick. But when have we ever decided that we're going to track and monitor and manipulate and mess with the healthy? Has that ever been done? I don't think so.
And, Sam, for something as silly as the flu, we're not talking smallpox that has a fatality rate of 30%. We're talking about something with a fatality rate. First of all, you have to catch it, and then you have to die from it. That final fatality rate is something like 0.0097%.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been suckered. That's for sure. Are we going to do anything about it, or are we just going to melt down? Becky Akers in seconds.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. A listener emailed me and said, Sam, as you listed the different alternative solutions, the real answers to deal with the COVID, you forgot melatonin. And that's a big way. Some doctors are reporting that melatonin can safely quiet the immune system's response during sciatic storms in the body. That way you can reduce fatal lung inflammation. One doctor mentioned that a dose of 30 to 60 milligrams is appropriate to prevent the cytokine storms. They say that dose is for the acute point only, not to be taken over time. Anyway, I don't know everything about every solution that's out there, and I'm not against this one. I'm just not familiar with it. I'm willing to bring it up because I, again, don't have any agenda to hide anything from anybody. Any solutions that work and can be, steadily, safely repeated, I'm for. I also know that there's MMS, I think it's Miracle something. Anyway, it's the I just don't have it in front of me. There's other cures too, several of them. And I certainly don't mean to leave out any of them, ladies and gentlemen. I would never intentionally try to hide anything or try to cover up anything. I'm just not a doctor and I'm not a physician. I don't know everything about this stuff. But I know this, at Red Pill Expo, they even flew in a doctor from Mexico that provided this real incredible breakdown. Red Pill Expo, a real incredible breakdown on one of the things that I've mentioned, this MMS or... Anyway, what is it? Chlorine dioxide? Anyway, there's options, a lot of them. And what you really got to do is get with someone who is familiar with the protocols. Part of the problem with some of these things is the CDC is leaving us on our own. Okay, and this is the way you know that when there's no vaccine, there's no compassion. Because what they do is they leave you on your own. Let me give you an example of when I was in the hospital. I said to the doctor, look, I can't get my lungs clear. He's like, oh, I can give you some cough syrup. I'm like... Are you kidding me right now? Cough syrup? He's like, yeah, what else do you expect me to do? And then, so I kind of laughed at that. And anyway, I had some medical professionals helping me. And so then I said, well, what about this thing? And he goes, oh, that's a good idea. I guess I could do that. He was literally withholding things from me, almost mocking me until I came up with, hey, this would work. And then he kind of had it on the record and had to, okay, what on earth is going on here? And this is where the CDC is doing this, too. So let me give you an example with the ivermectin. What they want to do is they want to go, yeah, that doesn't work. We're not recommending that. No. Hey, all you wackos that are going to farm stores, don't do that. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Man, there's people all over the country that are taking too much of this thing, and they're going to the hospital because they OD on ivermectin or whatever else, and that's a problem. And, well, this just reminds me of they're leaving you to your own. People are doing their best because they're desperate, but they're getting caught in the intentional snare. And this is criminal behavior, ladies and gentlemen, because the medical industry has always been on a, first do no harm scenario. Anyway, I digress. I just wanted to bring this up because a listener emailed me about it, and I agree. These are a bunch of options. I don't know everything about all of them, but I do want to make sure they get mentioned without a doubt. And this is the thing that we need to do is stick together. And that's why I really like the frontline doctors and some of these other people that are getting together and saying, look, One of the problems with the ivermectin and doxycycline and some of these other solutions is people, you know, it's hard to get, whether you go to Mexico and get them, whether you get them from farm stores and have to pare back the amount given or whatever else, the treatment or the protocol. You know, you got to know how much, you got to know how to deliver it, you got to know what to watch for. I mean, it's complicated. And I'm not saying that individuals can't learn to do this. We don't always need, quote, people in white coats or whatever to do things for us. But it's a very complicated scenario. And what got me sick for so long is I just couldn't get the right doctor to prescribe the ivermectin. And I didn't want to go to the farm store and try to figure out how I'm going to take a paste and see if I can't mix it with something and see if I can't either use an inhaler or whatever to deal with it, or if I, you know, it's just too complicated. I'm too sick. I can't handle all this. I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to make it worse. So people are really having a hard time, Becky. And I'm sorry to digress on this a little bit, but anyway, the listener brought this up. I wanted to make sure that was transparent and brought out. It's a great email. Thank you so much. But this is the where we are, right? They're intentionally withholding information from us, making it impossible. And if we make a misstep, people doing their very best on their own, then they mock us. And then they even use that as a reason. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. I don't know if you know, but government literally tweeted that kind of stuff, because people were trying to get ivermectin from farm stores because they can't get their doctors to prescribe it. But I don't care what anybody says about ivermectin. You can say it doesn't work, and I'm telling you, I'm here because it works. Literally within hours of me taking it, I got off oxygen. This is not debatable, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? That's what happened to me. You can say, well, that's only testimonial. That's only anecdotal, Sam. Well, say what you want. I'm just telling you I'm here. I believe I'm here because God saved me. But I believe that ivermectin and some of these other solutions were the mechanism that he used to make it happen. Good people helping me. But I'm telling you, within hours of being on this, I got off oxygen, which I could not get off before. This is not debatable in my case. This is what happened. This is factual. But of course, then they just want to mock me and say, you don't even know. You're not a physician. You're whatever. And this is real, Becky. This is real life and death for people.
This absolutely is, Sam. And one of the attitudes that I have adopted, and one of the beliefs I've adopted now in the wake of all this, is that I will never trust a traditional doctor ever again. I think the medical profession as a whole has completely disgraced itself this last 18 months. It has demonstrated how willing it is to lie. It has demonstrated it will go along with the government because the government calls so much of medicine shots now through funding. Okay, hospitals are receiving our taxes at the federal, state, and local levels. They are beholden to politicians, not to us. Doctors at these hospitals have to uphold the hospital policies or they will be fired. I will not have anything to do, nor will I depend at all on any traditional doctor. I will do my own research on the internet. I will heal myself through the food I eat, through the supplements I take. The only flaw to all this that I can see is if I were to be in an accident or something on a big biker and a pedal bike, not a motorcycle, but if I were to fall on my bike and injure myself badly, I would need someone to stitch me up. I don't know how I would handle that scenario. Right now I'm trusting the Lord and asking him to give me an answer on something like that should I ever need it. But I strongly urge everyone listening, if you are dependent on traditional medicine, wean yourself off. Do some research online. If you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, do the research. Find out that that's all a scam as well, that the medical profession has sworn to all these years simply to make profits for big pharma, okay? You don't need to have your cholesterol lowered. And again, I urge you, don't take my word for it, or don't just sit there and mock me. What a sheep. Every doctor in the world says you need to lower. Do your own research. Find out what the countervailing arguments are, and then decide for yourself, do I want to keep taking these pills, or do I want to ditch them? We have had an extraordinary demonstration these last 18 months that doctors lie. They lie through their teeth because they're just like you and me. Okay? They have jobs. They want to hang on to those jobs, and they will do what it takes. Doesn't matter if it sacrifices your health. They will do what it takes. So, Sam, let me go from that to inveighing against all experts, as you were mentioning a few minutes ago. Experts should not be running our lives. experts tell you how to discipline your kids, you know best for them, not an expert. Okay? Experts tell you how to do everything now. And often those experts' whims and foibles are codified in regulations. We need to get away from all of this. We need to reject everything that has tried to dampen our own knowledge and dampen our own common sense. Experts are usually wrong. And in any event, they don't have your unique view of your life and circumstances. They can't possibly help you lead a better life without knowing those essential facts about you. So again, do your own research, rely on yourself, rely on your own common sense, and above all, rely on scripture.
Rely on God Almighty and rely on people who have developed credibility, ladies and gentlemen. Rely on people that are seeking for solutions, not people who claim there are no solutions. For example, they say that quercetin now, it's over the counter, by the way, can sometimes take the place or substitute for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. But you got to have zinc with it, and you got to this and you got to that. And that's kind of the protocols that I'm talking about, is that, you know, guys like me just don't know that, hey, you need zinc with this or you need doxycycline with that or whatever else. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where you got to go to people that have developed credibility over time. And a lot of these natural health and healing practitioners have developed some incredible things over time. So, you know, go with people that you trust, go with people that are providing solutions, go with people who have a track record. I mean, these frontline doctors, for example, have literally thousands of people like me that they've got well. Okay. I mean, I can tell you, the doctors will tell you that they've seen people get well. And I'll tell you this, it happened to me. So, you know, who do you believe, your government or us? These frontline doctors that are putting their whole careers and whole credibility on the line, at least with the government and the mainstream press, right? But they believe in it so strongly. Okay, Dr. Pierre Corey testified before Congress about ivermectin, and he begged Congress, please, this stuff works. I've dealt with thousands of people, and it's not just me. It's me, and he mentioned these groups that he represents of doctors and physicians and scientists and everything. And he's like, look, and then all they did is they went, ah, you're all political. Dismiss him. He's like, I'm not political. That has nothing to do with politics. I'm just begging you. There's an inexpensive solution here. And you know what? They've simply given him a complete deaf ear. They've mocked him. They've ridiculed him. They've sidelined him and the frontline doctors that are with him. And they still say, you know, it's an epic battle between his group and the CDC. CDC says it doesn't work. Him and his experts say it's not true. It does work. Who do you believe? See, and so start to believe those who have developed credibility. What is the reason that Dr. Pierre Corey would go out on a limb so far and put his whole career on the line? What is the reason that this Martin guy that I mentioned that says, hey, you know what? These vaccine passports are bogus. There's no case for it. What is the advantage for this Harvard guy to go out on a limb and say these kind of things? Zero. All right. And we see it over and over and over in society. Any whistleblower, anybody who stands up for the truth gets taken down beyond imagination. And that should let you know who's who in the fight. That should let you know who's who in the battle. Okay, so you know what? I told you before that I believe that the coronavirus is being used as a weapon. It's a bioweapon against the people. I believe that. And I don't believe in the vaccinations. I'm not getting a vaccination. I'm not doing it. And then they said, well, if you had somebody close to you die, you'd change your tune, Sam. All right, I've had a sister, an equivalent to a sister, I should say, die from the COVID. Don't tell me that I don't know. Or that if I had somebody close to me, I'd feel different. Then they said, well, if you got really sick, you'd change your tune. Okay, I went to the hospital twice. I got so sick, I almost died. When am I going to change my opinion? My opinion hasn't changed. It's just become more hardened that we need to go after these criminals like Nuremberg trials. These people need to be in jail. They're out of control. I haven't changed a single view that I have at all. I've just been hardened in the reality that they're literally using bioweapons. They've declared war on us, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. And don't tell me if I had some of these experiences, I'd feel different. I don't want to hear that garbage. I want to tell you right now, we better get a handle on this. We better wake up and we better call a spade, and we better do it fast or you won't have any liberty left. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Becky Akers, thank heavens, will stay with us. We got a lot to talk about on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. For Sam and Becky, we declare, God save the Republic of the United States of America.